This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Having just returned from Europe, I'd like to give you a brief overview as to what is happening over there, because I dare to say that you probably have not heard the facts, specifically those of you who are listening in from the United States of America, because the mass media over here does just not report on these important developments, being occupied with every little tiny thing which is happening in the presidential election movement. The program is titled A European Army Under German Control. And frankly, you might shake your head when you hear this and say, oh, that's not going to happen. Well, you might shake your head because you don't know the facts. Let me first of all give you an overview as to what is right now in the news over there in Europe, not so much here in the United States. The Local wrote on April 25 that the German military are planning for a long-term military operation against terror group ISIS, with plans for a 65 million euro air base in southern Turkey. The new extension of the Turkish base will include an air controller center for the German aircraft, accommodation for soldiers, a completely equipped combat headquarters. Germany is also reportedly in discussions with Ankara about a treaty for stationing German soldiers on Turkish soil for long-term deployments. German Tornado jets have been stationed there for several months. The Bundeswehr also has Airbus air tankers at the Turkish airbase to refuel German and Allied aircraft, and a total of around 200 soldiers stationed there. One opposition politician expressed surprise at the speed with which Germany's initial reaction to the Paris attacks has turned into a long-term military presence in Turkey. The British edition of Breitbart wrote this on April 20. The German and Dutch armies and navies are poised to merge, creating the nucleus of the European Union's longed-for pan-EU military force. German ministerial statements are spelling out the creation of an EU army as the ultimate goal. The German government has revealed that Dutch and German land armies and navies are set to move towards closer integration, with two Dutch units already coming under German command. And according to insiders, the Czech Republic has now entered talks to bring its army under German control, with the Poles also mooted to be part of the plan. UK Independence Party defense spokesman Mike Hookham said, "The EU is moving towards a common defense and foreign policy regime with an EU army as the goal. Just as Germany now politically dominates the EU, this latest move with the Dutch army shows that in time Germany wants to expand and control as much as it can militarily." And Mr. Hookham warned that the army will not be a benign force dedicated only to the defense of the Union, pointing out that there has already been lobbying in European circles for intervention in Libya. Also notice what else is being said here. In September last year, the Telegraph reported that German Chancellor Angela Merkel expected British PM David Cameron to drop his opposition to an EU army in exchange for supporting Britain's EU renegotiation. Mr. Cameron is believed to have dropped his opposition in exchange for a widely mocked renegotiation deal with the European Union. Now, other articles point out that Britain is refusing to become part of a European army. And that refers to both those who advocate a Brexit and those who are opposed to it. The Express wrote on April 22, "The notion of a pan-European army has provoked outrage from critics on both sides of the Brexit debate." Now, whether or not Britain is going to leave the EU in July, whether or not the American spectrum is going to change or not, we know one thing. The continental European nations are very concerned about American politics. They are totally distrustful of the Obama administration, of the current White House, and they are equally distrustful of Hillary Clinton becoming the next president because she would just continue with the politics of President Obama, which have been, according to European assessment, a complete and total disaster. But at the same time, they are very worried about Donald Trump becoming the next US president, a scenario which is more likely than ever now, since he is the only standing Republican candidate, and of course he has secured, for all practical purposes, the nomination as the GOP candidate. Because nobody seems to know really what Mr. Trump is going to do. I mean, he has not explained in detail what his plans are, but the things he has said are very alarming to the Europeans. The fact that Europe has to do more, the fact that if America fights for them, they have to pay for it. The fact that he said America should not really fight over there in Europe, the Europeans have to do it themselves. And all of this, in combination with the migrant crisis, has brought to the forefront the need, in the eyes of the Europeans, to create, and very swiftly, to create a European army under German control, as those articles have pointed out. Something which the Bible has prophesied to occur in these end times more than 3,000 years ago. And we have been telling you on these programs in our literature for many, many years that Germany will control Europe militarily, that a German or Austrian mighty military person will arise, and that you will have 10 nations or groups of nations under his control. You see, my friends, have you heard the latest developments regarding Austria? I dare to say that many of you have not, because the American news media hasn't reported it. But let me just read to you that, in accordance with the local, dated April 25, a rising star can be seen now in Austria. His name is Norbert Hofer. In the most current elections, he was pretty much elected as the new president of Austria. Now, there is a runoff election in May, but nobody expects that he is not going to come out of this victoriously. Now, here is a short summary about Norbert Hofer. Described as the friendly face of the far-right Freedom Party, the FPÖ, which was at one time under Mr. Haider, the 45-year-old caught everyone by surprise. They flocked to Hofer and his promise of putting Austria first. Now, Donald Trump has been talking about putting America first. Many in Germany say putting Germany first. He goes on to say that Hofer is a true blue member of the far right. Islam has no place in Austria, he warned voters, while also threatening to fire the government if it failed to get tougher on migrants. The Österreich tabloid described him as a kind, nice protest politician who wraps the FPÖ's brutal declarations against refugees in soft language. Also, it is stated that this is the beginning of a new political era, FPÖ leader Heinz Christian Strache said, after what constitutes the best ever result at a federal level for the former party of the late SS-admiring Jörg Haider. I am convinced that as president, Norbert Hofer will act as protector of the Austrian people, he said. The role of the president is like that of a sleeping giant who has a lot more authority than people are aware of, legal expert Manfred Wehlan told AFP. And the Associated Press added on April 24, the president is head of state, swears in the chancellor, has the authority to dismiss the cabinet, and is, notice, commander-in-chief of the military. Now, I'm not saying that Norbert Hofer is the one who is going to be named in the Bible as that military leader who is going to unify Europe, or at least parts of Europe. I'm not saying he is not either. The name Hofer is quite interesting because many years ago, Austria had a freedom fighter with the name of Andreas Hofer. and he was one who stood up to brutal government dictatorship. We know from scripture that it has to be an Austrian or a German who is going to be leading a unified European power bloc. It can't be anybody else. Now, some do not know that. Some look at all the wrong places to define and determine as to who this military leader is going to be. But the Bible makes this very clear. It has to be an Austrian or a German. And so what we are seeing right now is in direct fulfillment of biblical prophecy. There's so much more I could tell you right now, having come back from Europe, and I will in future programs. But at this point, I'd like to offer two booklets to you. The one is The Fall and Rise of Britain and America, because as Europe rises, Britain and America are falling, according to Scripture, according to what we are seeing right now. And the other one is The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire, because the Bible has prophesied, as I said, for 2,000, 3,000 years, that Europe will fall and rise and fall and rise 10 times after the ancient Roman Empire would be destroyed. 9 revelations and resurrections of the ancient Roman Empire in Europe have already occurred, historically. The 10th is in the process of happening. And we read that when it's fulfilled, this very charismatic political military leader will only rule for a very short time, a very short time, just a few years. And then, according to Scripture, Jesus Christ will return. But before he does, terrible things will happen on this globe. The Great Tribulation, as the Bible talks about it, will occur so bad that unless Christ would return, no human being would be saved alive. We are living in dangerous times. What we are seeing right now should wake all of us up, because the time is short. Do we understand that? Do you realize that? Are you making changes in your life to make sure that you will be counted worthy to escape all the things which are going to happen and to be worthy to stand before the Son of Man when he returns? Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.